Today's podcast is the Q&A that followed the message on Philippians 2, 5 through 11. And there are three questions. Number one, when is it wrong to make it known what you've given up to serve someone? Number two, when you pray for God to make you humble, are you praying for suffering? And number three, the Bible says God does whatever pleases him. So how do we reconcile that with the fact that God ordains so much suffering? Is God pleased to allow us to suffer?
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fire of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
At what point is it sinful if you let someone know how much you gave up for them or what your status was or whatever? There's nothing sinful about that unless doing it detracts from the giving. You know, that's the only place where it becomes sinful. So I don't have to always disguise what I gave up. It's okay. In fact, sometimes it's actually a loving thing because it shows the gesture. You want them to know how much you're giving them. And so it's loving to them because it makes them more encouraged. And so then it's fine to tell them. It's not always wrong to tell them. Where it's wrong is if that's so important to me that I'm going to cling on to that. And even if there's some reason why it would actually be better for them if they didn't know, I still want them to know. That's where it becomes sin. Right. I prayed for whatever, God, whatever it takes, humble me, and I realize what I just prayed for is suffering, right? I mean, almost certainly. I would rather he do it just by study of the book of Philippians. And that's my preference, and I've told God that. But I know what the Bible teaches, and typically what it takes to humble a heart like mine is suffering and humiliation. And so, I realize what I'm asking for there. But when you start to study the benefits of humility, and when you see the beauty of it in Christ, it's worth it. It's worth whatever the cost. It's worth whatever it would take. It's worth any suffering. Because here's why I can pray that prayer without needing very much courage, is because I know God, and I can trust Him. He's not going to give me any superfluous suffering. He's not going to give me any suffering that isn't absolutely necessary for my good. And when He does give it to me, He's going to give me plenty of strength to be able to handle it. And, you know, He makes those promises. And so I can bank on that. Otherwise, it would be a terrifying prayer to pray, right, if we had a capricious God. Okay, so when the Bible says God does whatever pleases Him, how do we reconcile that with all the terrible things that happen we know that God does not like? He does not like sin. He doesn't like people going to hell. He says that in His Word. He says, he goes so far to say in the book of Lamentations that when He brings grief into your life, He doesn't do it willingly. It doesn't come from His heart. So how do we reconcile that with God doing whatever He wants? The answer to that is there's different kinds of wanting. There's a lot of times when you don't do what you want because of something else you want, right? Like disciplining your children, right? You spank your kids and somebody says, "Do you want to do that?" "No. Why are you doing it?" "Well, I want to raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. I'm doing what I don't want because of something bigger that I do want." You're going on your dream vacation, but the flight leaves at 5 in the morning and you got to get to the airport. So you wake up at 2 o'clock and somebody says, "Do you want to get out of bed right now?" "No." "Why are you getting out of bed?" "I want to go because it's something I want," right? So that's the way Scripture describes that, is God does things He doesn't want because of things that He wants even more to bring about the greatest good. But ultimately, it's all because of God's desire. Everything that He does is good.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of Philippians, 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.